Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Less fun is always, well, it's a bit of fun for the political nerds. 33 days until Election Day, the United States of Indecision. And the very last debate in this campaign happened overnight. It was between the running mates of the presidential candidates, J.D. Vance on the Republican side, Tim Walz on the Democrat side. A proxy fight, basically, for defining and defending the visions of the candidates at the top of the ticket. The interesting things they drew, the contrast, Vance is only 40, Walz is 60 years of age, so kind of cutting combative turncoat, that is Vance often, versus the folksy, out of his depth, Midwestern dad, let's face it. So very interesting. Snap opinion polls report largely 50-50 divide among voters and who they think won the debate, which happened overnight while you were sleeping. And the coverage generally seems to conclude that Tim Walz, being the inexperienced one, of course, was quite nervous, very uneven, especially on the Middle Eastern wars that are underway, and that obviously formed a big part at the start of the debate because that's been happening overnight. And J.D. Vance, compared to that, was far more slick, confident, cool and sure-footed. The debate overall was something unusual in politics now. It was normal. It was polite. They focused on policy. They didn't insult each other. It was a world away from the Trump-Harris debate last month. So here's how it went down. It was lacking that kind of they're eating the dogs moment, but it did have references to Knucklehead, Bible quotes and constant references to their home places, Ohio in Vance's case, Minnesota in Walz's place. There are a number of things happening. It was very polite and they agreed and kind of found common ground in quite a surprising number of areas.
Well, first of all, Tim just said something that I agree with. We don't want to blame immigrants for higher housing prices. Much of what the senator said right there, I'm in agreement with him on that. I agree with you. I think you want to solve this problem, but I don't think that Kamala Harris does.
Now, they don't wholly agree on gun control, that's for sure. But talking about mass shootings did bring out a kind of a civil and fairly human moment from both of them.
I got a 17-year-old and he witnessed a shooting at a community center playing volleyball. Those things don't leave you. As a member of Congress, I sat in my office surrounded by dozens of the Sandy Hook parents, and they were looking at my 7-year-old picture on the wall. Their 7-year-old were dead.
Tim, first of all, I didn't know that your 17-year-old witnessed a shooting. And I'm sorry about that, and I hope
you're
doing okay.
So.
Christ have mercy. It is awful.
There you go. He's not swearing, by the way. We always get complaints if someone thinks it's blaspheming. He means it. He means it literally. A word on that. At the Harris-Walz campaign, more liberal on guns, but they're not talking about it so much in the campaign because they need to win votes in rural Pennsylvania and in the Midwestern states as well. But the answer from Vance then, he goes on to say the kind of mass shootings are about doors, not guns, which is that Republican view on what's causing the deaths. They reckon it's a lack of securing the doors rather than the automatic assault weapons that Americans have easy access to. But we have different views from our European vantage point on that. They get on to immigration, of course. This is good territory for the Republicans, not so much for the Democrats. Famously, Trump amplified the false claim that Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio are eating dogs and cats. It was started by J.D. Vance. He has doubled down on the claim that is no evidence and is now dismissed. And it got a bit heated here. And it's interesting what the moderators, which were CBS News, decided to do.
Temporary protected status.
Well, Margaret,
thank you, Senator. We have so much to get to.
Margaret, I think it's important
because we're going to turn out of the economy.
The rules were that you guys were going to fact check, and since you're fact checking me, I think it's important to say what's actually going on. So there's an application called the CBP One app, where you can go on as an illegal migrant, apply for asylum or apply for parole, and be granted legal status at the wave of a Kamala Harris open border wand. That is not a person coming in, applying for a green card and waiting for 10 years. That
Thank
is
you,
the
Senator.
Facilitation of illegal immigration, Margaret, by
Thank
our
you,
own
Thank you, Senator, for
leadership.
Describing the legal
and
process.
Those laws,
we have
Kamala
so
Harris
much to get to, Senator.
Pathway.
Those
we
laws have
so
been
much
on the books since 1990.
Thank you, gentlemen.
The CBP app has not been on the books
since 1990. It's something that Kamala Harris created, Margaret.
Gentlemen, the audience can't hear you because your mics are cut.
They clipped out the mics for both of them and they were both talking over each other. The best moment for Tim Walz, who didn't have the best of nights, most of the press agreeing on overnight, that came at the end when they discussed the January 6th unrest on the Capitol, which was sparked, of course, by Trump's claim that that the 2020 election was stolen from him. The false claim, we should say.
He is still saying he didn't lose the election. I would just ask that. Did he lose the 2020 election?
Tim, I'm focused on the future. Did Kamala Harris censor Americans from speaking their mind in the wake of the 2020 COVID situation?
That is a damning non-answer.
It's a damning non-answer for you to not talk about censorship. Obviously, Donald Trump and I think that there were problems in 2020. We've talked about it. I'm happy to talk about it further.
Wasn't a great response from J.D. Vance, and his references to the censorship there, of course, was kind of distracting from the issue. It was about the Biden administration asking Facebook to remove disinformation. Mark Zuckerberg agreed to do it, and he announced this only this year that he did, and he regretted it. So there you go. Verdict in the media. New York Times says Vance's dominant debate performance shows why he's Trump's running mate. Whereas another one says walls failed to expose Vance's debate masquerade. And the Republican vantage point, Vance makes a better case for Trump than Trump himself. So there you go. 51551 for your texts, and on it goes. 30, very well, just a month really to go until that election, which is hard to believe.